Your limitations. Are they a black swan? Hello, this is Stephanie L.H. Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Now, I'd like you to humor me today. Please close your eyes and envision a swan. Now take a few moments and describe that swan. What words did you use? White, graceful, bird, clean, dirty, ugly duckling, etc. What words did you use? Long ago in Europe, everyone believed that all swans were white. Well, why was that? Well, it was because all anyone had ever seen of swans were white ones. Everyone thought that for years until Australia was found, as well as the black swan. So what does this have to do with organizing and productivity? Well, let's keep going. So you see, we all make assumptions on our limitations. Europeans limited the color they believed swans could be for years and were then found wrong. So what in your life are you limiting that you could stretch more? Our goals. Some of us limit the goals we set for ourselves. We assume that we can only go to a certain level and don't challenge our assumptions. Do you do that? I've frequently heard people tell me that it's, quote, hopeless or impossible. They say this in reference to their offices or other spaces in getting it under control, or that they're never going to be able to figure out how to manage their time well. Delegation. Are there things that you know you should be asking someone else to do? Do you tell yourself that no one can do it better than you? How about, I don't have time to teach someone? What opportunities are you not seeing because you don't believe in your black swan? Space. Seeing space is an ability that only few have. We often complain that we don't have enough space to do what we would like to do. Is that really the case? The next time you find yourself saying that, consider the vertical a space above that might be available. I've had a number of clients that I've walked into their offices and they've told me they've had no space to store their information, and they've had long amounts of feet of space where we were able to put up shelving that then stored binders and books and all kinds of information that was originally on the floor. They just didn't see the space. It was blank. It was their black swan. Your turn. Black swans are everywhere. We just need to be able to be open enough to see them. What swans will you discover today? If you'd like more productivity tips, tricks, and thoughts, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this, I'd love it if you'd share it with your friends on Facebook or Twitter or anywhere else you'd like to. Thanks, and have a great day. This is Stephanie, signing off.